You're listening to EAA Radio. I'm Fareed Guillot. Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles are the new co-chairs of EAA's Young Eagles program, and EAA members have expressed surprise and excitement about the choice. I spoke with EAA President Tom Poberesny about the process. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here.
Why did you pick Sully and Jeff to lead the Young Eagles program?
Well, it's interesting. It's not so much why we picked them. It's a matter of fact. The matter is that so many people have said, what a great choice. And so it's led to the question, how did you come up with that? Because it's an outstanding choice, and people have been very supportive. And I take it back to the beginning of the program, when Cliff Robertson was the honorary chairman, or the chairman to start the program back in the early 1990s. And he was passionate, had name recognition, and was involved in aviation actively. And so he was the logical first choice. Then as Cliff was looking to retire and move on to other aspects of the organization, General Chuck Yeager took over. And Chuck, of course, is a well-known military figure, ace, broke the sound barrier, had name recognition, and really engaged in the program and got us to a million. So we had military background and entertainment background. And we were looking then for the next person. And Harrison Ford had been flying, you know, Eagles. And, of course, his leadership became well-known. And he raised the bar in terms of visibility because of his name recognition, but more importantly, because of his passion for EAA, for outreach, for engaging young people in aviation. It was interesting. Harrison served 5 years, which was longer than he thought he would be. He was so involved in the program. So at the convention, we talked about what's the appropriate transition. We talked about different individuals. And we wanted people who could bring leadership and motivation and name recognition, but at the same time, bring a background that would engage people in the fact that it was somebody different than Harrison or General Yeager or Cliff. And Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles came to the forefront because of the fact is that they, not as much what they did on back in January in terms of saving hundreds of lives, it's how they've conducted themselves since then in terms of professionalism, representing the general aviation community, and their expressed passion for what we're doing. And they observed and saw it and immediately became engaged. So there are a number of factors, but what's been great for me is the fact is that many people have contacted me and said, what a great choice. It was unexpected, and what a great choice for the next step to go on to lead the Young Eagles program.
And that's interesting you bring up the fact that not only their professionalism, but also the fact that they have a passion for general aviation and this particular program. You want to really communicate that particular aspect of general aviation, and these folks seem to be the people that would do that.
Well, we're investing in the human infrastructure for the future of general aviation. It's the young people who will be tomorrow's leaders to become engaged and participate, and the message they have is strong. They're totally engaged. They want to be active leaders. They want to provide the motivation and the vision that will continue the program to grow as it has under the previous three leaders.
What do you look for in general when you are selecting a chairperson for the program? You talked about the different backgrounds that the past chairmen have. There's got to be a criteria that really advances the program's goals.
Fareed, the important criteria is, number one, the ability to communicate, to do it in a way that people, you're believable, you're passionate, you're supportive. In other words, we're not using people's name to promote a program where people are using their name to tell people how important this is to aviation's future. So that ability to communicate, the ability to be passionate about what we're doing, to have credentials that say we speak from a position of knowledge and authority because we're acknowledged aviation leaders, which they are. And those are important criteria. You know, we have on our motto of tens of thousands of volunteers, and the ability for people to lead, to create vision, and to motivate is very important because we're in this for the long haul. It's year after year after year of reaching out to young people and building the next steps that will keep them engaged as they move into their from their teenage years to their early 20s and so forth. So when you meet Sully and Jeff, you'll find out that they have the personality, they have the passion, they have the vision, and they have the communicative skills. And we thought it'd be great to bring in a team this time rather than just one person.
At the national level, you have these people who are great leaders, and they bring a lot of professional experience in leading the program. On the local level, at the chapters and at these rallies, what can people do to also instill that particular message?
To be quite honest, Fareed, it's the same thing. Passion for the program, the ability to communicate, the ability to motivate, whether it's the chapter level, the regional level. And it's not just communicating amongst ourselves to motivate volunteer pilots. It's communicating to the parents of these kids to encourage them to let their kids get involved, to pursue a dream, to pursue a vision. So the skills that we see in Sully and Jeff, that we saw in Harrison, are the same skills we've seen thousands of volunteers on a local and a regional basis. They don't change. Just in some cases, people are in an area of their life, and because of their background, they can be visible and create a higher level of visibility for the program, which is important.
How often will you rotate the chair people of this program? Is there a criteria, or is it just kind of situational?
You know, I think it's a situation for you know when it's the right time. Cliff led us for the first 2 or 3 years. General Yeager was almost 8 or 9 years, and Harrison was 5. Sully and Jeff, TBD determined. Could be 1, 2, 5, whatever. You'll know when it's right because they've either expended their energy, they've done as much as they can, or all of the above. So there's not a timetable, but we look at it on a year-to-year basis, and it's a mutual decision between the chairman or chairpersons and the organization.
When you first started the program, it was about an 11-year goal. You were trying to hit a number, but it's expanded so much more beyond that. Where do you see the program going, and what kind of scope will it have?
Well, Fareed, you know, it started off as a number, 1 million kids by the year 2003 because of the 100th anniversary of flight. But it's become such an important part of the culture of EA. There is no specific number goal. It's just continuing to reach out. It's 1.5 million kids. Then it'll be 2. It'll be 2.5 because there's always going to be kids. There's always going to be a vision. There's always going to be a dream. But the enhancements are going to be, how do we keep these kids engaged? The next steps that we take that allow them to go from that airplane ride to a written test, to a solo, to instruction, to engagement in the aviation community. Ultimately, we see this as a way to solve the problem that we face, and that is that we have too few young people involved in aviation in their 20s and 30s. We seem to engage their enthusiasm as teenagers, lose them in the 20s and 30s, and bring them back when they're 40. We don't want to lose them. And so the next step issues are very important. I think Sully and Jeff will be important visionaries in that particular regard.
Talk a little bit about the Sporty's Next Step program. That's an enhancement to the introduction of flight with the Young Eagles program, and now you are sustaining their interest, possibly.
That's exactly it. There'll be, it's not just one next step, which is the written right now. It'll be a series of next steps. First flight lessons, the ability to earn solo scholarships and so forth. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We need to be patient to build infrastructure and to develop programs that will be long-lasting, not short-term marketing programs, but long-term engagement programs. And so Young Eagles was an important first step, but it's the first of many steps along the path to build a human infrastructure that will sustain aviation from a passion standpoint and from a business standpoint long-term.
And a lot of people are wondering, when are Sullenberger and Skiles going to be doing some of their first Young Eagle flights?
Jeff just bought a Waco cabin that he'll be engaged with. Right now, Sully's just back flying for the first time on the airline, so both have indicated that once they get their current commitments behind them in the next month or so, they'll be actively involved from a leadership standpoint, from a communication standpoint, and in the field.
Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Fareed.
You're listening to EAA Radio.